from your truth, from your knowing, what is this human experience that we're going through? What do you think it is?
Well, I think that we're born into a life and a family that is places for us to learn lessons and teachings mm-hmm. for us to take through into, I'm not sure if we reincarnate into another body. I'm just sure somehow that consciousness lives on. Wow. I don't have any particular scientific thing to back that.
You don't need to.
Except that from different experiences of connecting to spirits or souls who have passed on, I often start to feel that, well, I'm not sure if I'm just connecting onto a consciousness that's like just in an energy place, or it's like an electromagnetic field. I have no idea where consciousness floats around or what kind of magnetism or electricity is involved in it. I just know that it exists.
What a beautiful answer.
I experienced that.
That's exactly what this conversation is about. So, okay, we've started the conversation. So then if I said to you, with that as the backdrop, if I said, who am I, me, if I said, who am I, my truth, my experience of who I am, is I am a spiritual being. I am consciousness having a human experience. Does that resonate with you, or do you have a different interpretation?
No, that resonates with me. In fact, there have been times in my life where I questioned, like, sexually, or when people say, oh, you're a woman, or you're a girl, or, oh, you'll be a man. I've never felt like any of these things. My dad always said to me, oh, you're just like a man. I've never, been sexually attracted to women in a sexual way. No. So I've always had heterosexual relationships, but I've never felt particularly like a woman, a man, or I've never been able to identify with that.
That's a beautiful statement.
Like a being.
Yeah.
Or a person or a human or whatever you want to call it. But I've never. So then I've sort of felt like, well, I've done things that people considered masculine. Like when I was a teenager, I became a buyer in the produce markets dealing with all men in a place where there were no women back then, 19.
You would, girl, but you would. That's just.
And I worked and whatever. But I'm just saying I loved cars. I loved stereos and music. Yeah. So people would, my father would say, oh, you're more like a man. And then I was never drawn to the like feminine dress up kind of things particularly, but I'm a very voluptuous, sensual woman.
Oh my God, yes you are. I'm sure.
I'm just saying,
not that I know, not that
combination.
We've had some girls the other night. She's voluptuous, I'm telling you.
I don't
label yourself
to any of these things. And I've never been able to say, like when somebody says, I can't ever say, like, I'm a woman. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel fine. Like I'm Gail. I'm just a person.
You're Gail. You're a human being. Yes, you are. So, but you resonate with the fact that you're a spiritual being having a human experience, but which is coming from my truth, that's really, how can I put this? That's quite expansive to have already gone through your young life so far. Not identifying to the labels that have been given to you, which I think is what, that you're just a being, which I think is a real profound and beautiful way to, to describe, because most people say, oh, I'm this, I'm that, which is obviously the ego and the, the belief systems. But I think that's a real, real beautiful analogy. I love that. I'm just a being. I'm being.
Well, it might be the first time I'm publicly sharing that.
You know what?
I might have said it once.
This is the first breaking news. Breaking.
Maybe.
Now, okay, so we're building the picture up. We're building this up now. So we've touched on at the beginning why we are here. You're having the human experience. So what we're going to do, we're going to take our interpretation of who we believe we are. And then we're going to go into the realm of, so That being said, what is this reality that we've come into? What's your truth?
Well, I don't know if I would say this is my truth, but these are things that I've thought about.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily 100% forever this is my truth or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the mind changes constantly.
Yeah, because we learn new yes. things.
Yes.
I've often felt some of the time that I'm not sure which is actually the dream.
Wow.
Like maybe this thing, just maybe me talking to you right now.
Wow. On
this computer and us doing this la la la.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the dream. And places that we travel to, maybe those are the, you know, sometimes it's hard to know between the dream and the reality. Or they're both dream places. I don't know.
I love that analogy.
A connected thing. Like, but that's the thoughts I've mulled around in my, you know, some of the times it's like, is this really, you know, all the things around me, is this real or is this a dream?
Love
and
it.
When you're in a profound dream where you're seeing the future or you're connecting to a soul while they're dying and it's truly happening, is that a dream or is that real? So I don't know. I
love your reality. I love it.